The end of Psalm 46 reads, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is a fortress for us." Sure seems like we've had some time to be still over these past few weeks, doesn't it? We have been practicing things like social distancing and gathering in groups of less than 10, maybe doing some self-quarantine, and most of us have been asked to work and learn from home. Some of us maybe even have had more at-home time in these last few weeks than we have over the last how many of years? And unfortunately, we don't know when this way of living is going to change anytime soon. And since this is currently life as we know it, maybe it would be a good time for us to be still and to know or know again our God. It doesn't matter who we are, we all need to be still and we all need to connect or reconnect with God. Because chances are over the last few weeks, usually every day, we forget truly who our God is and everything that He does. As we've been watching all that's happened over the last number of weeks, many times we've been filled with some fear and some worry. And at the same time, we forget, but the God of the Bible, He is the God of angel armies. We found ourselves these last number of weeks in trying times and trying situations, all the time forgetting that the God of the Bible, well, you know what? He is a fortress of solitude that we can run to in those times for strength and for safety. Maybe we've been looking during these times to other people, to other things, thinking that they're going to give us the answers, maybe that they can help us. But instead, we should be still. We should be still so that we can know our Lord, because He's the only one who can truly help us. He's the one that will one day be exalted by all the nations of the earth. And see, when we are still, and when we know God through the hearing, in the reading, in the studying of His Word, you can be confident of these blessings and promises. And it doesn't matter if this is the first time you're coming to know God, or maybe you're reconnecting with God right now. But all these promises are for all those who find Him in His Word. And that is that the God who controls angel armies, the God who will be exalted by all the nations of the earth one day, is the God of the universe, who not only put together a plan for your salvation, but is also then that same God who executed that plan. And so God the Father, in grace and mercy, sent His Son to come to this earth to live as we were supposed to live. And as Jesus lived in total perfection, which we were supposed to do, once He had completed that, He climbed up onto the cross so that He could shed His blood on that cross and die. And then the one who will one day be exalted at the last judgment, the one who has angels at His beck and call, showed His power again when He rose on Easter. See, the resurrection proves that Jesus, He conquered and controls death. God the Father, He forgives you all of your sins. And all the Holy Spirit brings to faith through word and through baptism, well, He promises that all the blessings won for us through Jesus' life and death, they are ours, including that we can be confident that we too are going to rise from death one day and be with Jesus forever in heaven. But before believers get to take advantage of that final blessing, that home in heaven, let's be honest, we face a lot of struggles and heartaches. And sometimes those struggles show up in the form of sickness and disease. And sometimes those struggles show up with problems at work or school. Sometimes those heartaches come in the form of things like relationship problems or maybe problems in our home life. There's no better way for anybody to face those struggles and those heartaches than by being still and knowing again our God and Lord Jesus. as we find Jesus in His Word and Sacrament. And see, when you do, time and again, you're going to find the power, you're going to find the strength from the very one who commands angel armies and who will one day be exalted by all. Be still and know your God in the person and in the work of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then find strength and find comfort in your mighty fortress. Let's pray. Oh Lord, help us appreciate this time we have right now to be still and to know you better in your word. By your grace for us in Christ, make us to know you as our refuge and strength, our very present help in all our troubles. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.